Blog Talk Radio.
My soul get happy.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all. God bless you all. My God Almighty, God is good and his mercy endures forever. Once again, I just thank God for each and every one of you for tuning in and each and every one of you being blessed, my God, on your lunch break. And I'm telling you, all over the world, I know you are being blessed. And I'm telling you, what God is doing for you, it is amazing thing. And he's going to continue to do amazing things with inside of you. This is Eastern Standard Time for those that is listening in different parts of the world. And I just thank God for you all for tuning in and blessing God with us. I'm telling you, your 2023, you're going to get ready to accomplish everything that the Lord has for you. I declare and decree that you are not going to miss no blessing. It's not going to be left on the table as certain things was left on the table for your 2022. I'm telling you right now, your miracle, your healing, your deliverance, or whatever God has for you. And I want to share this with you all. Amen. As God began to drop me in, I'm just about locked in for this end of the year Finish Strong Conference. Amen. On the 30th and 31st, I'm telling you, it's going to bless your soul. And I know that your life is going to be paradigm shift into another place. You're not going to be the same person. You're not going to be the same individual. It doesn't matter if you're in the Philippines, South Korea. It doesn't matter where you at. I just know it and I declare and decree it that it's not going to be so. It ain't going to be so. And I'm telling you right now, his name is above all names. I'm telling you, God done drop something in my spirit I'm going to bless you all with. And by the time we get to the end of the year, majority of the things that I'm going to say, it's going to really be confirmation. One thing that I know, that once you begin to get understanding of what you're going through and also the different things that comes your way, it makes the situation that much easier. As I was teaching on Sunday, amen, pertaining to darkness, so many people look at darkness as an area of a sin. Darkness in the kingdom of God is not the area of sin. It's the area of lack of knowledge or no knowledge at all. And when you don't have knowledge of something or when you don't know something, that's the area where you become darkened. And that's what the enemy begins to use according to his advantage. How many of you know on your lunchtime break hour, you can truly say that the devil is a liar? Because in this moment in your life, God is pouring a new thing inside of you. Somebody go ahead and tweet your boy. Go ahead and send me a text and say, God is doing a new thing. I truly believe that. And the reason why I believe that, because the information that is being delivered to you is totally different. The revelation is totally different. The trials that you've been going through is what? Totally different. So for me to go through something different, that means I come to a place in my life I cannot use the old method that I've been using, because I have not been in this place in my life before. How many of you, my God, have not been in that place in your life before? But I truly believe that this too is already come to pass. Notice I said that it ain't going to come to pass. It's already come. It's already done came to pass. And some of you, you need to go ahead and begin to speak this thing. And I truly believe if you give me 5 minutes, you're going to have your voice back. You're going to be declaring and decreeing. You're going to hold on to every promise. You're going to walk around not defeated, but you're going to walk around with the victory. You're going to make a joyful noise unto yourself that is going to go up unto the Lord. I wish I had somebody, my God Almighty, will help your brother out up in here during this international broadcast that is going to shoot you and elevate you into another place. Listen, the Spirit of the Lord begins to drop upon me, and I want to encourage many of you. And the Spirit of the Lord says, he says, tell my people I'm going to give them their voice back. He said, that's for some. And for others, he said, tell them that they are going to get their voice back. Now, I want to break this thing down just real quick for you all to get you to understand what I'm trying to say. Because the Spirit of the Lord is not saying that you don't got a voice. The Spirit of the Lord is saying that you have a voice. But many of you, that's where the enemy been attacking you at. He been attacking you in your voice. And this is going to make some sense to you. I could feel the Holy Ghost all over around me right now. But many of you, the enemy has been attacking you in your voice. The enemy been attacking you in the things that you say. The enemy already knows that he cannot keep your mouth shut. He already know by now that you're going to open up your mouth regardless. He already know right now it doesn't matter what situation he don't put you in. It doesn't matter what hell and high water done came into your life. The enemy already know right now that you still going to have something to say. So in the enemy's plan, it's not about you have a voice. It's about how you use your voice. It's about what do you say. The Bible declares that it's life and death in the power of the tongue. Well, I can use this translation, that it's life and death in the power of your voice. Can I say that again? In the power of your voice. Do you know the enemy don't care anything about how much money that you have? He don't care about how much money that you have. But the moment you begin to use your success and have an impact on somebody else, the enemy got a problem with it. Why, Pastor? It's a simple mathematic quotation. It's just a simply math. Amen. If you, if God can use you to encourage one person, and that one person take that encouragement and go encourage two more people, and them two more people take that encouragement and go encourage three more people on their own, guess what? The kingdom of heaven is doing what? Is multiplying. But if the enemy can get you, even though you're blessed, but still have you in a self-pity party, even though you are encouraged, or even though God is still up to something in your life, he can still get you to focus on your situation. He can get you to focus on your health. He can get you to focus on everything that he already told you that he's going to do. If the enemy can get you to focus on yourself, now watch this. Your voice done changed. Your voice done changed from inspiring others to now, God, I need to begin to deal with myself. But even though God already said you already taken care of, even though God already said that your life is already blessed, even though God already said that you are not going to fail, even though God already, I'm not going to leave you, nor I'm not going to fail you. I want to take a minute and just pause to everyone in 2022 that everything that you thought you lost, everything that you thought that ain't coming back. I want to take a minute and pause to everyone that having some health issues. I want to take a minute and pause everyone that is having some financial issues. I want to take a minute and pause everyone that is looks like that your life is in a trial. Things is in a rocking boat. I want to take a minute and ask you when the last time that you said to yourself, or you use the voice in your circumstances, that the blessings of the Lord make it rich and added no sorrow. I want to take a minute that the Spirit of the Lord sought me to tell you on this lunchtime session and Eastern Standard Time in the United States of America. The Spirit of the Lord told me to tell some of you, you got to open up your mouth. You got to begin to speak it. You got to begin to live it. You got to encourage yourself. You got to tell yourself that everything is going to be all right. You got to tell yourself that I'm going to get ready to have more than enough. God's going to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. The enemy has been attacking many of you in your voice. It's not about is you saying anything. It's about what you're saying. Because the enemy already knows it's all determined in what you're saying. Because what you're saying is very important when you begin to release it in the atmosphere. And the atmosphere that is dealing with, that is conducive pertaining to your life. It's conducive pertaining to where you're going. Do you know, as we begin to read 1 John, right about in the first chapter, right about somewhere in the 6th and 7th verse, to where when you begin to walk with the different things in your heart, You walk with non-belief. You walk with non-believer. You walk with all kinds of stuff in your heart. The Bible begins to declare that you don't call God a liar. I want to pause there for a second. The Bible don't declare that you call God a liar, and the scripture begins to say, and the word of God is not inside of you. See, this is the area that the enemy already knows. It's that area that the enemy knows. If he can get you to walk in doubt, if he can get you to walk in unbelief, if he can have let you have a pity party, if he can turn up the temperature in your life to make it seem like everything is coming, it's not coming together, it's falling apart, the enemy already knows. The moment you begin to speak doubt, the moment that you begin not to believe that God cannot do it, the moment you begin to look upon yourself, the moment you begin to just backslide just for 5 minutes, the enemy already know you just told God he was a liar. How did we just told God? Can I help somebody just praise God for 30 seconds? Because I want to praise God with you, because at the end of the day, before you already going through or you went through what you already in right now, the word of the Lord already came into your life. Some of you, if you could look back 3 years ago, 2 years ago, what you're experiencing right now, God already told you, you better praise me for it. God already told you, you better give me the glory for it. God already told you, when you look towards the hill, which cometh my help comes from who? It comes from the Lord. So the word of God already inside of you. And I want to speak to that word of God this lunchtime session to tell you that the word of God that is spoken inside of you, it better waken itself back up. It better get itself back on a post. It better shake off whatever thing that try to come your way, and you get back into the race, because the enemy want to shut you up. I got to go. The enemy want to shut you up. The enemy don't care about. It's about what you say. How you doing today? Baby, my body is still hurting. Baby, my body is not doing so well. So what you did, you just gave permission to speak doubt in the atmosphere. You gave another individual permission to not to hope on God, but just dwell in your situation. Because even though that you feel like it's not life is in your body, even though if it looks like life is not in your situation, even though they acting funny with you on that job, even though you can feel that your time is coming near, even though when I get before, even though all that may go on, I might as well say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice in the Lord. Let me help y'all to break down this revelation. I mean, you can go and do your study in your own study time. Watch this. In the Old Testament, they depended on their own faith. They depended on their own faith with God. Watch this. In the Old Testament, it was about their faith with God. In the New Testament, when the covenant with man and God got renewed, now in the New Testament, it's no longer my faith, it's the Spirit of the Lord's faith. So no longer I depend on my faith, I depend on the Lord's faith. And as I've been reading and walking this Christian walk and walking with the Lord, one thing I know about his faith doesn't change. One thing I know about his belief, he's going to believe in you all the way into the end. One thing that I do know, when you don't believe in yourself, God is still rooting for you. When you feel like everything's going to come at you, God is still rooting for you. So now it's no longer you depending on yourself. God said you are depending on me. And he told me to tell you, he haven't lost a battle yet. He haven't threw in a tower yet. He have not lied about anything yet. So I want to tell somebody, before 2022 is out, you might as well praise God right now. You praising God because you're going into your healing. You're going into your deliverance. You're going into that. And everything that the enemy tried to get you to shut up about, everything that the enemy tried to get you to focus on, you're going to focus on every promise that God has for you.
I wish somebody, my God Almighty, that will truly believe that God is doing exceedingly and God is doing above all things. If that's you, I dare you to open up your mouth. I know you're on lunch break. Baby, pull that truck over. Go into your bathroom. Do what you got to do and say what God has for me. It is for me. Every negative word that I spoke on my life, I clean it up, God. Every negative thing that I spoke, I clean it up. Every self-pity moment that I had in my life, I clean it up. Even the times where I felt like I was getting overwhelmed, I felt like going in a tower, I felt like giving up. God, I repent and I come into my own with you. And now every word that I speak out of my mouth is the word that I'm holding you to your promise. The Bible declares, remind me. God said, you better remind me of my word. Remind me of my word. And I want to talk to somebody tonight that at the end of the day, it looks like trouble is going to keep following you. It looks like you're at the end of your rope. But I declare and decree by the unction of the Holy Ghost, you're going to give God a praise. You're going to give God a shout. I feel like running. Can I just give God a 30-second prayer? I just feel like glorify his name. Hallelujah, because he is worthy to be praised. Amen. I wish that somebody, my God Almighty, that would tell this lunchtime section that at the end of the day, I know the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but I thank God that I am in the midst. And if that's you, I'm telling you on this lunchtime session, you better throw the enemy off guard because he wasn't ready for you to speak things, to speak life to your situation. He's not ready for you to speak encouraged words to your situation. He's not ready for you to speak joy of the Lord is your strength in the midst of your situation. He's not ready. But I tell you this, what, we just the glory and we give him the praise, because when praise goes up, we already know what time it is. Amen. It's going to come down in my life and it's already coming down in yours. And we just want to bless his holy name because his name is above all names. Amen. I got to get out of here, y'all. I got to get out of here. I got to go. Hallelujah, because at the end of the day, what God has for you, it is for you. Amen? It is for you. And I'm telling you right now, you better not give up. You better continue to speak life, my God Almighty, in the midst of your situation. You better go ahead and continue to speak, my God, stability in your home, stability in your life, stability in your mind, because at the end of the day, y'all already know where is my Baptist church folks at, because what the enemy meant for bad, you already know that God's going to turn everything around, or he already done turn everything around for the good. And I'm telling you right now, it's the good within sight of you. I'm telling you, now it's time for you. Go ahead and change your speech. It's time for you, my God Almighty. Go ahead and change different things that you done been speaking out and you done been speaking and saying. It's time to speak life in your home. It's time to speak life in your situation. And I'm talking to you all over the world with this one here, that it's time for you to go ahead and speak life. Because at the end of the day, regardless of what he tried, at the end of the day, I've never seen the enemy overpower the light of God. Regardless of what he tried, I've never seen him going to leave us, nor he's going to forsake us. Regardless of what he tried, many of you, it's time to change your vocabulary. Many of you, it's time to change your speech. Many of you, it's time for you to humble down to the Spirit of the Lord. Many of you, it's time for you to let the devil know that you don't try to year after year. But at the end of the day, by the time I get out of this year, it's not going to work. It's not going to succeed, because now I speak life. Now I'm declaring and I decree it now in Jesus' name that it is so. I feel like giving God a praise break. Somebody just help me to praise him.
Drift away.
Listen, I feel like praying for somebody.
somebody. Listen, I feel like praying for someone. If you desire your prayer, I want you to press 1 on your phone. You're going to press the number 1. It's going to bring you up into our prayer box. And I'm going to call the last 4 digits out of your phone number. When I call the last 4 digits out, it's going to be you I'm talking to. You don't have to have your phone on mute. You can take your phone off on mute. We already do it here at the radio on this radio broadcast. It's already come on mute on our switchboard because many people be already have their phone on mute and they forgot that they put their phone on mute and we'll be on went past them. I'm going to give y'all a few seconds because I feel the power of God that is shifting somebody's life. I feel like God is restoring you. He's recalibrating you. He's resetting you back where you need to be. I feel like praising. Go ahead and give them praise.
This Dorothy, God has been good. He has made miracles in my life.
God bless you. God bless you. Sister Dorothy, I know you didn't know. I know you didn't know, but this is for everybody that comes in. Please don't give your name. Don't even tell me the prayer request. Because at the end of the day, when the Holy Ghost begins to move, I want you to know that it wasn't nobody but the Holy Ghost. Amen? And you know it ain't nobody but the Spirit of the living God. Listen, Sister Dorothy, we continue to pray strength inside of you, not only you, in your family, and my God Almighty. And I release in the Spirit of the Lord, I see the Spirit of the Lord is giving you another push. Because sometimes you have the will, but you just don't have the ink. You just don't have the willpower. Let me put it that way. The willpower to keep pushing on or keep trying to go on. But I'm telling you right now, because of your diligence, that you love the Lord, and God's going to continue to do it within you. Going to keep pushing you. You keep blessing him. Listen, I'm going to the line. 39:23. God bless you. Call you on the air. 39:23. God bless you.
I'm here, Pastor.
God bless you. God bless you all.
Strength.
God bless you. We pray for strength. We pray for everything. Listen, ADM family, please, when you come on, don't say pastor. Don't say apostle. Don't say nothing. Just say, hey, I'm calling in for a prayer. That's it. Because what it does, it interferes with the prophetic within me because I don't try to go into that area when people really know who I am and they know who I'm talking to. So we pray for your strength. We pray for strength and power and peace in the name of the Lord. Listen, God says, I hear the Spirit of the Lord says that you're going to have to put a stop to the mind battles. You have to put a stop to the mind battles because God says to tell me that even though things is not perfect in your life and things are going to continue to be a challenge, but God says you are not the same person that you was 5 years ago. You are not the same individual that you was 2 years ago. Your life has totally changed financially, mentally. God said it's already changed. And sometimes, and I wish the peoples of God, y'all really listen to me. Sometimes we don't realize that our life's changed and we still mentally living in the past where everything around us done changed. Your finances done changed. Your mind done changed. How your structure of your life done changed. He says, daughter, when you get off this phone with this crazy servant of mine, you go and look in the mirror and just tell you and tell yourself, God, I receive the change where I'm at right now. You're no longer where you used to be. You no longer. And God says,
stop having, and he told me to rebuke the spirit of fear that you're going to go backwards and you're going to begin to lose different things that God is blessing you with. I rebuke that spirit of fear, and I push you, my God, to continue to push you into the blessings that God has for you. You go in peace, God. Listen, let's go to the prayer line. God bless you. 7797. God bless you.
I'm calling in for prayer, Pastor.
God bless you. God bless you. Father, we thank you as we call to give this individual and we begin to speak prayer and this individual begins to call in for prayer on the petition. Father, I thank you that even this individual in our prayer time, as I hear in the Holy Ghost, she asking for more of you. She wanted more of you. She wants you to give more power. And God told me to tell you, daughter of Zion, it's time for you, my God Almighty, to intercede into me more. You got to understand, more is just simply is a deeper relationship just with God. And as your relationship, your trust, number one, as your trust, my God, and you begin to walk in faith and you begin to trust him, your relationship and more God is going to begin to pour into your life. I pray for strength into your body. I pray strength into your mind in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen, I just feel like worshiping him for 30 seconds. Then I'm going to go back to the lines. Amen. Y'all just going to worship because this is your day of change. God already doing a new thing. Everyone that is listening to me all across the world and all across, when God begins to give you new information, when God begins to release correction and to redirect you, that's change. That's how God changes. Amen. It's not about the cost. It's not about the money. It's not about your place of financial wealth. That is not change. That is the result. When you begin to renew your mind, these are the results that things will come. And not saying you don't have. Some of you just need an upgrade. Some of you don't need a, you already got a car. You just want to upgrade on the car that you have. Some of you already got a house. You shelter, regardless of if you're in an apartment. You just want to upgrade on what you already have. Y'all hear me tonight? My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Listen, let's go back here. 1962, God bless you.
God bless you. Call us for prayer.
God bless you. We just thank God for this young man or this young brother that is calling for prayer. Sir, I don't know who you are, but I hear the Spirit of the Lord says, listen, he's trying to get your attention. He's trying to get your attention. He said the different things that you may not want to do is the different things that I'm trying to call you to do. He said, yes, that is a strong calling upon your life. He said, yes, that is strong ministry upon your life. But he said, for years, I've been trying to get your attention. For years, I've been wanting your attention. For years, I've been wanting you to listen to me, not to others, and the things that others said, no, not to go, but I'm trying to show you a better direction. I am releasing individuals that, my God, have the capacity to help navigate, and even though you may not agree, but I'm telling you, the Spirit of the Lord says, listen to me. For God says, the hand of the Lord is upon you. He said, even pertaining to your health. He said, even I hear the Spirit of the Lord says, even pertaining to your health. He said, the moment when you line and calibrate yourself within me, you're going to begin to see change that already spoken to you to do about. I'm telling you, for the hand of the Lord says he's upon you, and the hand of the Lord says, my God, he's waiting upon you. Listen, saints of God, I just want to bless God. I want you all to just come on and worship the Lord. I feel a change in the atmosphere. Listen, you all, I got to get out of here, and I'm going to get ready to go. Listen, but tonight we're going to be back on our midweek service. This is not excluding our midweek service, but I'm telling you, the enemy want to stop your voice.
He want to stop you from saying what you got to say. And I'm telling you, listen, when you got a voice with the Lord, that means you're in the will of God. Many people go ahead and you can speak it in the atmosphere. You can do what you want to do. But when you out of the will of God, even the voice that you are using is out of the will of God. Make sure that your life lines up in the will of God. And one thing that I really realize, regardless of how many people are patting you on the back, how many people is cheering for you, that still doesn't mean that's the will of God. Listen, it's time for you to go ahead and raise up and finish this year strong. Strong finish, my God. And I declare and decree that God begin to position you now, because in 2023, you're going to go into a place of increase. God bless you all. We love you. I see you soon. Internationally, Philippines, South Korea, your boy is out of here.